Romo's a guy who loves to extend the pocket. You know, he's very athletic. You know, he knows how to make guys miss, and he throws very well on the move. So, you know, you have to stay disciplined, stay in your coverage, and, you know, play to the whistle's blown.
I'm sure you got a chance to see the Jacksonville game that he played after coming back from the nasty back injury. Mm-hmm. Did he look like he was different? Did he look like he favored it at all?
No, not at all. You know, Romo, he's a competitor. You know, he's a tough guy. You know, he went out there and he played a very good game against Jacksonville. And, you know, we're looking forward to a great matchup. You know, anytime we play these guys, you know, it's always going to be a four-quarter battle.
Jerry Jones said after they beat you down in Dallas that he thought that was the best game he'd ever seen Romo play. Would you concur with that? What is it that he did so well that day that allowed him to beat you?
I mean, he played a good game against us. You know, he was very, you know, poised in his decision-making. You know, he was accurate, you know, for the most part of the game. And like I said, a lot of it came on us, you know, not making the plays when the opportunity presented itself. You know, some busted coverages. But, you know, Romo always brings his A game when he plays us. So, I mean, I agree. You know, he had a good game against us.
You try to block a lot from the outside, a lot of the talk. But when, you know, people are talking about your coach's job security, is it a little disconcerting or offensive considering everything he's accomplished here?
I mean, we don't really worry too much about what the outsiders, you know, we worry about, you know, how we can get better as a team, how we can move forward, and how we can go out there and try to get a win at all costs.
Is that something you're conscious of, though? Like, you know, like, hey, let's win for coach. I mean, obviously you want to win for yourself.
I want to win the game, period. You know, I'm a winner. I want to win the game, period. You know, we got to go out there and win a game. You know, try to give ourselves a shot this postseason, you know, win a game, you know, for our pride level, win a game because, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, that's what we're here for, to win a game.
He said the most important thing right now is that on Wednesday mornings when he speaks to you guys, that you guys are hearing his message. Is that message still getting through?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, coach is a guy that, you know, we all understand him. We all understand where he's coming from, you know, what his message is and so forth and so on. And, you know, he's our guy. So, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to play ball, try to get a win at all costs.
You look at that last Dallas game, you guys came probably within a turnover of winning that game. Does that give you, I know you don't need motivation, but does it make you fight a little harder?
Fight regardless, man. You know, I mean, in the situation we're in right now, we have to go out there and fight, you know, try to get a win at all costs. And just go out there and play hard-nosed football. That's what this game is going to boil down to. You know, who wants it the most and who's going to, you know, who's going to go out there and be the one to go get it.